Does the phrase just say no ring a bell to you? What about DARE, as in dare to resist drugs and violence? How about this 1980s television ad?
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
The sound of a sizzling egg there. Over the years, there have been various campaigns and education tactics aimed at steering the nation's children away from drugs. But we may have come to a new frontier now. With marijuana legalization a reality in many states and an ongoing conversation in others, how do we have the conversation about drugs with kids and young teens? Jennifer Grelman-Ani is the executive director and founder of Being Adept, a research and science-based nonprofit working to prevent alcohol and drug abuse among adolescents by empowering youth and parents to make informed choices. She's also a licensed marriage and family therapist specializing in adolescent and family psychotherapy. Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you, Rob.
Well, there's one approach that stuck around, it seems like, when it comes to drug education for a long time. I want to take a listen to another example now.
Not long ago in Oakland, California, I was asked by a group of children what to do if they were offered drugs. And I answered, just say no. Soon after that, those children in Oakland formed a Just Say No club. And now there are over 10,000 such clubs all over the country.
The late Nancy Reagan there. Jennifer, this, and I grew up with this in the 1980s, the egg ad,
certainly.
And Nancy Reagan, just say no. We're changing our approach, it sounds like, to what actually works when it comes to talking to kids about drugs. What are you seeing?
Yeah, that's really true. You know, it's a whole new landscape now. Back in the 80s, it was this idea with the DARE program that you just talked about and the Nancy Reagan, just say no. Today, we prefer with our nonprofit to tell our kids, just say no, K-N-O-W, because there's so much to know about these substances, and they've really changed. For example, you mentioned marijuana. That's a completely different psychoactive substance now than it was back in the 80s, with the THC content so much higher than they were then. So our approach, we have an evidence-based curriculum. That's really our contribution to this area of preventing drug and alcohol abuse among our kids. And with this curriculum, we have about five different lessons. It's designed specifically for middle school and for high school students. And, you know, we really give them direct, honest information. That's what we're doing at school. We bring in people that evidence really shows that you need to have people that are younger, that aren't teaching language arts. You really don't want to teach drug education. We bring in people that are college graduates and have some interest in teaching or psychology. And they're somewhat mentors to these kids. And we open up with, listen, we're here to give you really good information. It's information you're going to need. It's really important to learn about math and all the different academics you're learning about. But frankly, for life, when you go to high school, you're going to need to know a lot about substances and what exactly your value system is around it. So we encourage you to ask any questions you want to. Certainly, our job isn't to tell you what to do. We're not here to say, just say no. We're here to help you make informed decisions. And, you know, kids have so much, it's so confusing for them now. I mean, you know, really, you talked about the landscape. We have billboards in our community saying that you can get marijuana delivered to your door. I mean, that's a pretty different world than just say no and ignore it. Kids are critical thinkers. They want to know the real facts. They don't want to just be told, you know, sit down and be quiet. That's really not a style that works for them. So parents, as well as educators in school, really need to be open and educated about this topic so kids can ask them real questions and not just learn from sources that aren't reliable.
And I understand part of your focus is the effects of alcohol, marijuana, other drugs on their brain, on the adolescent brain when it's their age. What kind of things do you talk about?
Exactly right. Well, the first thing our kids learn is that the adolescent brain is such an important time in development for any human being. That is when they're learning about executive functioning. They're learning all these emotional regulations. So our kids learn that their brains aren't really developed until their late 20s. So really, it's a bad time to use drugs when your brain is developing. And they get the point, particularly in middle school, when they're eager to to please their parents and so forth. They really get the point that this isn't something I really want to do. I kind of want to be in school and get good grades, and this isn't going to help me in terms of my motivation and things of that nature. So they get very educated about the process going on inside their brain. And we talk to our little sixth graders about, you know, what kind of brain do you want? I mean, they, you know, do you want a brain that can operate and remember things and lead you through life and help you make those kinds of decisions you want to for your future? Or do you want to have a brain that's really been affected, you know, chemically by these substances? And they're eager to take our message on. You know, they really are at that point. It gets more challenging if you haven't talked to your kids by high school. That's a real uphill battle because you need to develop and get these conversations early on as parents with your children so they're open and they come and talk to you about these different ideas.
Talking to Jennifer Grelman-Ani from Being Adept. She's the executive director and founder there, talking about how to talk to kids about drugs, how to have the drug conversation in an era where there's a lot of information and some places even advertising related to a lot of different drugs out there. Jennifer, how about the social side of things? It might be easy for a kid to say, yeah, I'll say no when they're in the classroom, and but maybe not having those tactics in a situation where drugs are present, maybe there's peer pressure. What kind of things do you focus on when it comes to that social angle?
Well, you know, there's two things we talk about. First, we talk about what peer pressure really is and what they learn, and what we know is that peer pressure isn't about some kid coming up to you and saying, hey, you better try this drug, you're not cool. It's internal. We have pressure when we feel internally that we have to fit in. So we help them really understand what is that feeling of peer pressure? Where is that coming from? So they know, you know, what's going on inside of them and with their thoughts and feeling pressured. We also, you know, one approach that parents take, I think, is really effective. What we tell our parents is, you know, you can say to your children, listen, you know, drugs are always going to be there. So is alcohol. It's always going to be there. If you want to try this stuff, you know, it's going to be there. You can try it at some point, I suppose, if that's what you decide to do. But now is a really bad time with all these things going on that you want to accomplish. So maybe you just want to wait. I mean, kids can they're much more comfortable with, you know, just wait a little bit than no. Because if you tell your child no, they usually want to do just the opposite thing. So it's really, and in terms of, you know, peer pressure, it's also talking to them about being in the moment. We have role plays in the classroom where they really decide, you know, how do I stand up for myself? How do I stand up for my own values? You know, some kids want to make a proclamation, no, I'm never using drugs, and you guys are crazy. Some kids would prefer to have an excuse, like, I have a sports event afterwards, I can't do that, or my mom drug tests me, she'll kill me. You know, something, but they need to be prepared. And we do talk to them about scenarios, whether it's, you know, if it's their first day in freshman high school and they're, you know, someone offers them a joint, what do they do? Or they want to go smoke, what are they going to do? So they need to think through this stuff because oftentimes perfectly good kids get involved with using drugs and they've never thought they'd become an addict. Not everyone that tries drugs is going to become an addict either, but the chances are it's just like Russian roulette. It's not really worth it. You just don't know.
And Jennifer,
that has to do with your family, you know, your family genealogy and so forth.
And what kind of responses, Jennifer, do you get from kids when you come in with this approach of teaching them information, not making judgment calls, not saying just don't do it? How do they react to that?
You know, I think because we use these instructors that are close to their age, they can relate to. They're quite in middle school. They're very open to it. I think they're pretty well inoculated when they leave middle school with our curriculum. And they usually we do a lot of pre and post surveys, so we find out what our kids are thinking. And they pretty much decided they're not going to use drugs for the next couple of years. I think it gets dicier in high school, but they're eager in middle school to get the information, to understand it. I mean, they're getting surrounded. There's so many kids now juuling, you know, over 4 million kids are juuling, this vaping of nicotine. They see this stuff, and they're already, and sixth grade is a great time to start. They're already getting exposed to it. They're wondering about it. And they're usually very open to our message and somewhat relieved that it's honest. And we say, listen, we're here to, if you don't have the answer, we'll try to get it for you. Kids don't like hypocrisy. They want honesty. And if you can deal with them straight, you know, I think they appreciate that.
We'll leave it there for now. Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
That's Jennifer Grelman-Ani, executive director and founder of Being Adept, a research and science-based nonprofit that works to prevent alcohol and drug abuse among adolescents. They do it by trying to empower youth and parents to make informed choices. She's also a licensed marriage and family therapist specializing in adolescent and family psychotherapy. She joins to talk about how to talk about drugs with teens and pre-adolescents as drugs like marijuana become more normalized as they're legalized in some part around the country. And by the way, there's still time to join in our earlier conversation about whether marijuana should be legalized for medicinal purposes or recreationally. Share your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We have a link to a news article from our WPR news team, and you can share your thoughts while you're there.